In the name of God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, speak to us, O Lord, in the language we will understand. Amen. It's a story about a preacher who once heard about another preacher who had gained wide recognition for preaching the world's longest sermon. And so this preacher decided to preach some kind of notable sermon that would get him into the record books. But he wasn't willing to do a long sermon because that might be too boring and members might walk away. And so he decided to preach the world's shortest sermon. To do this, he had to speak, first of all, to the congregation that he was not going to preach the shortest sermon because he wanted to avoid preparation, or he wanted to escape preaching a sermon on a Sunday, whether he wanted to enter into the record book. And so when the time came for him to preach the notable sermon, he stood up like I'm standing now, cleared his throat, stretched his neck, and said, "Love." As soon as he said love, he walked down, and that was the end of the sermon. When I read this story, I thought I could do the same thing today. But I just realized that this preacher had pre-warned the congregation. So I needed to have pre-warned us before doing that. We'll try it sometime. So he just said love, and that was the end of the sermon. He walked, and I guess members, some people were still waiting to see the long exposition on love. Love is a word we use quite a lot in congregations, in churches. It is also a word we use quite a lot outside of church. There are so many songs. If you listen to Britain Got Talent, X Factor, all the pop songs, so many songs, they center around love. But it's interesting because we speak of love so much in the world today, and yet we have increasing level of violence. And that's really an irony. It means there's something about the love we sing in the world today. We have books, we have films, we have so many things about love, yet we are plagued with lots of violence. The confusion comes because although love is used in many places and in different ways, the word has a lot of different meanings, and people apply it and appropriate it. Sometimes people use it to foster division and oppression because they want to preserve something of themselves, of the people they love, and so they perpetuate oppression and hardship on other people. Paul wrote in chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians to followers of Christ who were engaged in a nasty conflict that threatened to tear their congregation apart. And so the conflict we find today in churches is not really new. It has been there for a very long time. So Paul was writing to them in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Some people claim to be evangelists, apostles, teachers, prophets, and each of them were claiming to be more superior than the other. So Paul was saying to them, look, everybody is important. Everybody is important. And I think we need to affirm that as a congregation, that no matter where you come from, no matter your background, you are important. You are loved by God. You are loved by God. So we need to affirm that. So Paul was writing them in that regard. And he wanted them to cultivate the greatest gift obtainable, which is the gift of love. And so in chapter 13, Paul shows that without love, we might sing like angels, but we may as well sound like a clanging bell. Without love, the greatest preacher, the person whose faith can move mountain is nothing. Even though we might present our bodies to be burnt and sacrificed, if there is no love, it is nothing. And these were qualities of the Spirit which the Corinthians respected, and even our own time, we still respect these gifts. In this letter, Paul describes the essence of what love is and what it is not. Listen again to this verse, to these verses. Love is patient and kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record, no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. It is wonderful to be with someone who is thoughtful and positive and generous. And often we want that to happen. We want people who are thoughtful and generous. Such people are often easier to love. But loving someone who is loud and overbearing, rude, to love such a person requires a deal of patience and kindness. Being patient with the person and also being patient with yourself. On the final night of his earthly ministry, Jesus told his followers, "I am giving you a new commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this will all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love among yourselves." Love is not a burden which is imposed upon us. Love springs from our faith and our hope. Our faith is that in Jesus Christ, God showed the ultimate love to the world. He loved those who are undeserving, the untouched, those who did not merit his love. He loved them. He laid his life on the cross of Calvary for our sake. He could have allowed us to pay the price, but he decided to pay the price on our behalf. And so we cannot prove to be truly loving until we love those who are undeserving. Those who do not merit our love. Loving them, not because of who they are, but because of what Christ has done on our behalf. Because if God was to punish us according to the gravity of our sins, I'm sure none of us would be here this morning. But he loves us. He cares about us. He holds us by his hand. And so we can show the same love to our children, who sometimes might prove to be undeserving, to our spouses, to our neighbors, to our friends, to community, to people in faraway countries, through our gifts, through our service, as the guild does. There was this survey that was conducted among children. They were asking them questions about what does love mean? Although they were children, but their answers weren't childish in many ways. In a few words, they were able to grasp key elements of love. And I would like to end with this. Now, one of them said, a little boy said, when someone loves you, the way they say your name is different. You just know that your name is safe in their mouth. So if somebody loves you, the way he or she says your name is very different. They call it in a very different way. Another little boy said, love is when you go out to eat and give somebody most of your French fries without making them give you any of theirs. It captures something about love. Then another little girl said, if you want to learn to love better, you should start with someone you hate. Someone you hate. You need to start from there. We need to show love in the small, easy, affordable, insignificant things of life. We need to show love through our words, through our smile. We need to look out in the congregation. There is somebody who needs love, somebody that needs a hug, somebody that needs a smile, somebody that needs the question, how are you? Let us go and show love today. Amen.